The hearing featured testimony from those both for and against the proposed reforms. Environmental groups claim that the current rules benefit mining companies at the public's expense, while coal supporters insist that a moratorium on new leases will negatively impact the economy. Sierra Club organizing representative Lindsay Beebe says that those impacted by poor air quality resulting from coal mining should be seen as equal stakeholders in the reform process.
I hope that they understand that there's a huge investment in this issue that, you know, from all corners of our state and of our country, there's a lot of people that have a stake. And it's not just the people who work in the mines or work in the coal plants. It's all the people that live along the coast and breathe the air. And we have equal stake and we have a right to have our voices heard.
Kelly Dimmick of Skyline Mine says that miners are just as interested as environmentalists in being good stewards of natural resources. He says that miners have been given an unfair reputation in the media.
A lot of bad publicity has came to the coal miners of the world. We're environmentalists ourselves. You know, we spend time in the mountain. Our coal mine that I work for is in the mountain. We love the mountain. We go up there and we want to be a steward just like they do. I just don't believe that we're the single sole blame for the problems that they're having.
Members of the public were also in attendance. Bruce Lindsay, a private citizen, says that the nation's energy future will still need to include coal and that a moratorium on new leases is a mistake.
Right now there's an opportunity for the BLM to make a decision that's right for this country. Coal realizes that we need all forms of energy, not just coal and not just renewables. It takes them all. Right now, to have a moratorium on coal isn't going to do anybody any good.
The Interior Department will be hosting further public hearings in other cities across the country. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Evan Hall.